Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 176 and counting. Want to welcome everyone aboard tonight, all you new listeners. I hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back. And all you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all your support. You know, together we can all make a difference out there. We just got to at least strive for these animals because they do need our voices and our help. They depend on us. They're just, you know, their voices, they're helpless, innocent, and defenseless. And if we don't speak out for them, who will? So put a little love in your heart and do your part in whatever you can do to help out these innocent animals out there, because there's animals out there that do get treated fairly, and then there's animals out there that they get neglected, abused, you know, treated inhumanely, and it's terrible. So please do your part. And, you know, with all of us together, we can make a difference. We got to at least try. I want to just go over a couple things here before we do get started. I want to give some shout outs here out to all the ones on Facebook that continually to help me promote this show. Megan Mason and Holly Smith, Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers on Facebook. Thank you so much for your continuous support. Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. All the admins on there, thank you so much for all your dedication, participation. The Paul's Call Show, Lee Ann Webster, fans of animal rights, Arlene. These are all mentions on Facebook. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty. Evan Pendle and Debbie Eisman. Voice for Animals. Voice for Animals. This is on Twitter. Sean Walters. Everyone together, we are a big team here, and it takes teamwork to see any victories. So with all of us together, you know, keep on, you know, putting ourselves and every effort counts out there, whether it's sharing on social media or signing petitions, contacting your state representatives. And I'm going to give that number out real quick. It's area code 202-224-3121. And they'll ask for your zip code, press 1 for senator and 2 for representative. You can call 24/7 after hours. Please leave a voicemail. Also, you can search for your representative and senators on the web. Just search state representatives, and then you can email them. You can write letters. You can call them, set up appointments. Anything, every effort counts out there, everyone, so please do your part. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host of Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. Former, I was a host on Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Care for Animals, 163 shows, and she's awesome. I got bringing her in tonight for a few minutes because we're doing a show together tomorrow night, hosting on World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, June 15th. The promo will be on the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. At the bottom of the article, you can share to all other social medias. You can also free subscription to the PPJ Gazette. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. You can subscribe on the right-hand column under blog stats and share to all social media. You can also share or free subscription to Blog Talk Radio. So I wanted to bring her on, and I don't know how I'm going to do this, but she's my evil twin. So
yeah, I am not. You're the evil one. You are. Your mom even said so.
You
mom queued me up. It's you. It's not me. And your brother's worse.
I don't know how we do this. We put up with each other.
It's like talking to myself.
No. It's like looking in the mirror and saying, hey. Anyway, welcome, Marty.
What's up?
Hey, yeah, what is going on? I'm looking forward to this hosting with you tomorrow night on TS Radio.
Yep,
yes,
this will
it
be
is.
Fun. It's been a while since we've done a show together. This is our third annual World Elder Abuse Awareness Day show, and these are always huge shows. And we're going to be taking calls. It'll be a two-hour show. We'll be taking calls the second hour. And the number, if you want to call in on that, is 917-388-4520. And what we're going to be addressing, Deb and I, is something we've been working on together for years, and that is the abuse of the elderly. And you know yourself, Deb, they try to paint it like it's the family, and that's all you ever hear is if somebody in the family does it, or if somebody in the community does it, why it's they blow it all over mainstream media. But they will not talk about these professional predators and these corrupt probate tribunals, and that you have no rights in them, that you are convicted of aging with assets. And this is what they're after. And it actually has turned and gotten worse, because now we have these professional predators, these guardians, who not only steal your identity and your assets, but now they're doing it by volume. So just being on Social Security can be enough to be targeted if you're over the age, actually, of 50 years old. If you're on any kind of anything, any program whatsoever, they can seize that and make themselves the payee on it. We have that predator running up there in Detroit, Deb, 1,700 wards, all of them on Social Security and or VA railroad retirements. And she's made herself the payee on everything. Her wards get $44 a month out of their own money. We are being bought, sold, and traded. It is a dangerous time. And your own experience, for those who don't know, Deb and I became acquainted when I interviewed her for my show on guardianships and heard the story of her dad, Chief White Owl, and which was enough to bring everybody to tears. And the worst part of that was I couldn't get rid of her after that. But
and you're not, just a warning shot.
But this is how it's up, and we've been banging away at this ever since. So if you can tune in tomorrow night, we'd both appreciate it. This is a issue that's near and dear to our hearts, and we'll fight it to the bitter end. And also, if I could mention, Deb, again, the summit in D.C., we're having a panel there on guardianship, the abuse of these tribunals. They are not courts of law. They are tribunals, and they do not operate within the constraints of the Constitution. They are set up specifically to avoid any of your rights. You cannot bring up the Constitution or your rights in these tribunals. So we'll have a panel at the summit, the Whistleblower Summit in D.C., July 30th and 31st. The public is cordially invited. This is a big, big affair out there. If you're in the area or feel like traveling in to meet some of us, we'd sure appreciate it. But again, if you can join me and Deb tomorrow night, I would be so thankful. These shows are big, but we're in danger here. We are truly, truly in danger here. Hospice, I want to bring that up, Deb, if I could.
Yes,
hospice used to be the Good Samaritan. They used to be the good. Hospice was like a band of angels. Under Obamacare, they got an $11.5 billion, that's with a B, billion infusion of cash to go from Good Samaritan to the Grim Reaper. If you go into hospice, they will immediately pull hydration and nutrition, and with 3 days without water, and you're basically in the tank. Usually by the 10th day, you're dead. It ends with what's called a kill shot, which is one half morphine, and then Haldol, Seroquel, Zyprexa, one of those drugs. It's called the kill shot for a reason. It stops the heart. It is absolutely one of the most horrendous, insidious things I've seen in my lifetime. But we'll be talking about all of that. And like I said, Deb, I'll be looking forward to you and me working together again on air. I've missed it.
Yes, I miss you too, you know, and thank you for everything you've done for me. And everyone, the audience out there, you know, multitask, join us with this show, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, June 15, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. And you get that information from the PPJ Gazette online, and where you can call in or listen by internet. And hand in hand against all elder abuse and neglect across the land, you know, against it, everyone. So please join us. We're all going to become the elderly, Marty, if God's willing. So it's for now in the future that we're, you know, the time don't stop. And we have to look towards our future, just like when we were growing up, you know, saying if we're going to go to college or work, get married, have children. This is in our era of futures here. So it's very important, everybody, you know, to look at this, open your eyes, and be a part of it. Let's stand up for the elderly. They can't speak for themselves. They are just like the children and the animals. So be a part. Spread the word on this show, because it's going to be rocking airways for the elderly. Right, Marty? We're going
there
to be.
Yes, it is. So, yes, it is. This show gets a lot of attention in places where we want it to get attention. I know this is listened to out in D.C., and I want them to hear us loud and clear. We've had enough of this. It's a terrifying time in the United States of America to be an elderly person. We're targeted. We are targeted for eradication.
We are. And Marty, congratulations on your 8 years on Blog Talk Radio. She has over 1,000 shows, everyone. And guess what? 163 of them I contributed to. So being her
we're
host,
not talking about that.
But 8 years, Marty, that's wonderful.
Yeah. 163 that you did Voices for Carry for Animals, and what you did 2 years co-hosting with me.
Yes, that's right, on elder abuse, definitely. Probably like over 75 shows, you know, guardianship abuse, elder abuse, being a voice for the voiceless. And I highly appreciate, and it was an honor and a pleasure. So,
we're still working together, so. Yep, it'll be a good show, and I hope everyone can tune in if you're able. If not, the show will be available in archive for eternity. So, you know, and if you want to listen to any of Deb's previous shows that were on TS Radio, they're all there in archive. You'll see her logo. Just tap on the one you want to listen to.
That's right. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and search Voices Carry for Animals, or just put my name in, Debbie Dahmer, and they will pop up, because I'm going to continue from 163 up to 176 on Animal Advocates Radio already. Time
there
flies.
But yes,
you
it does.
Check them out and share you know, listen 24/7. But Marty, thank
there
you,
you
for coming on, and I'll be looking forward to tomorrow night, okay?
All right.
And I'll be
blasting
all over social media tomorrow. What's that promo?
Me too.
And you have a great evening.
Too.
Good luck on Whistleblowers tonight.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Deb.
Okay. Right. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone. We're going to be bringing in our guest tonight. Thank you all for listening. You can listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. Later on, we'll be taking calls. Area code 310-982-4270. You can listen. This is the same number every week. You can listen by phone or the internet. Press 1 if you would like to speak. If you have any questions or comments for the guests, I just try to refrain from any noises in the background. TVs, radios, conversations, you're more welcome to come on board. I want to bring in a guest tonight from the Pet First Pet Insurance, and this is great, and I want to welcome them aboard. I'm going to bring in Katie Blakely. She's the CEO. Excuse me. Katie, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 176. How are you this evening? You're live and on the air.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here with you. I'm excited to tell you guys a little bit more about pet insurance and especially about Pet First Pet Insurance. Thanks for having
us. Yes. Hey, you're so truly welcome. Anytime. This is, you know, very important to have for your pets because they get sick just like we do. You know, they have surgery. So I know my furry son has had eye surgery and the other one, Bear, he's passed away, but they get costly at times. And I know someone that, you know, a friend of a friend's, her dog, it was 3 years old, St. Bernard, had all these surgeries, you know, transporting from vet to vet and surgery, and ended up $25,000 to save his life. And,
oh, wow.
You know, the owner was not expecting that. She was out in California at the time when my friend was watching her dog and it got sick and just one thing led to another. And he almost passed away, Katie. And it was so sad.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And she, and even Sandy, my friend, had me on the phone crying and showed me. I never met this dog, but just hearing the story and seeing pictures, I'll tell you, it was very stressful and to keep him alive. But he's alive and he's doing good. And he's a 200-pound St. Bernard. He is a
teddy
bear.
Holy smokes, I love it. Well, and what you're talking about, it's so important to have a financial plan before you get in that situation because it's such an emotional, it's such a stressful period of time that to be thinking about the finances of what's best for your furry family member at that time, it's a lot. So what we really recommend first and foremost to everybody that's considering pet insurance is whether you do pet insurance or not, make sure you have a financial plan. Maybe it's a savings account. Maybe you have a credit card with a high limit, but make sure you have a plan for what you'll do in case of that emergency.
Yes, because you got to have a backup because, you know, when they get sick, they're our furry loved ones. So we, you know, they're down, we're down, you know, or we're sick and they're, you know, they're down. They're so awesome to have and we worry about them, you know, just like my furry son Bear when he got put down, you know, and back almost 5 years ago, it was so devastating and trying to keep him alive added up, I mean, $3,000 like it was nothing. You know, and he was up there in age and everything, but, you know, the crying, the stress of it, because you don't want them to leave. And we know that they don't get to live long anyways with their lifespan. So we want to do what's best for them and to look at our, you know, our financial situations and everything. We want them to have the best care. And I've checked out your website and everything. I'm going to get hooked up very soon, you know, for my furry somebody. And because you have great prices and, you know, the benefits and everything of it all, it's all worth it, you know, because they deserve it. They deserve all the best, you know, care possible and to look out for them because, you know, they get cancer just like humans, you know, heart.
Exactly.
I mean, you name it, it can happen to them. So what we can do and you got the website, and you want to give the audience your website and your Facebook page. And everyone, please check that out. I've already went by and pressed like, and they got to thank you for promoting the show tonight. And we're just reading how they can help out. Get a quote. You know, their number is 1-855-270-PETS, and that last four numbers are 7387. So, you know, give them check it out because they are very reasonable. And like I said, I'm going to get hooked up very soon within the next couple of days you know, because you never know what's going to, you can't predict the future, just like with humans. We have no clue what our future is going to bring us in our health issues. You know, we try to eat healthy and do what's right and exercise and this and that, but things occur where, you know, or you go to the doctor, you go for prevention, you get your checkups, but within the next couple months, something might occur in that time, which happened to Bear. He checked out on his exam, great exam, 2 more months, all this stuff happened, and he passed away. So it's something to think about. But Katie, I highly appreciate you coming on tonight, and this is such an important show for everybody because, you know, care for animals can be very costly, but if you have you're protected, just like your car insurance, you know, your health insurance, your life insurance, you're protected. It's not throwing money down the drain, you know. So, but go ahead and give them your website and inform the audience how they can get hooked up. Go right ahead.
I'd be happy to. Yeah. So if you just go to petfirst.com, that's PETFIRST.com. You can check it out, get a free quote. It's very easy to see how much it would cost to insure your furry family. We do insure dogs and cats, and any age, any breed. Basically, if you have a dog or cat at home, they are eligible for coverage with Pet First. One of the great things about what Pet First offers is quick and easy coverage. So you can go online, get a quote this evening. You can buy a policy and have coverage effective tomorrow for accidents, and then 14 days later for any illnesses. So what's great about that is it's the shortest wait periods in the industry, because as you were saying, it's not a matter of if your pet is going to get sick or injured. It's a matter of when. So making sure that you get that coverage secured quickly, it's important.
Yes, and please spread the word, you know, to all your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, because a lot of us in the United States and around the world have pets, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, and, you know, something can happen. Illness can hit at any time. So go ahead.
No doubt. Yeah, so I think it's also important to understand how the policy works. A common question that we get is, does my veterinarian accept Pet First for insurance? And the answer is yes. We work with any veterinarian, any specialist, holistic care provider, emergency care clinic, and that's because pet insurance works as a reimbursement program. So you, as the pet parent, you decide what's best and what your pet needs. So if there's vomiting on a Sunday evening and you say, this doesn't feel right, I need to get to the emergency clinic, you don't need any pre-authorization from Pet First, you just go. You incur that expense, and then you file a claim with Pet First. We settle that claim in less than 2 weeks, and right now we're averaging 4.5 days. So we get your money returned quickly, so that you can continue to do whatever's best for your pet's health and well-being.
Oh, that's great.
Another common.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, another common question we get is, well, how much does it cost to insure my pet? And the answer is, well, it depends. So we collect some basic information about you. We need to know where you live, what state you reside in, and then just a little bit of information about your pet. How old are they and what breed? After we have that, we can quote you a policy. And just like other forms of insurance, the rate that you pay month to month depends on the deductible that you select. So the way it works, again, I mentioned it's a reimbursement program. That deductible is applied to your veterinary visit, and then we reimburse a percentage of what you paid after that deductible is applied. So, for example, a very common deductible reimbursement combination is a $100 deductible with 90% reimbursement. So that means if you have a $1,000 claim, you had to go to an emergency clinic, there were some complications, so the bill is $1,000. We apply that $100 deductible and then reimburse you 90% of the balance. And again, we'll get you your money quickly, just so you can continue to do what needs to be done to make sure your furry guy has the best care that they need.
Yes, that is so important. because you want the best care. You know, it can get very stressful, and along with some very high bills, you know, to take care of. And that's great. You can go to your own veterinarian, you know, to get this type of coverage. That's awesome. You know, so I'm going to, I know for sure I'm going to hook up with it. And please, everyone, you know, go to their website, read up on it. You know, go to their Facebook page. It's very, you know, has a lot of information. And to get, you know, get you covered or get your furry family covered, that way it's one less stress that's coming at you. Because we know even Katie cars are very expensive when they go in for the shop, you know. So,
oh, no doubt, yeah.
Yes, and so even health care, our own. So once you're protected, you're not going into that doctor's all stressed out because you know you got coverage. You know, can you imagine if you don't have coverage? It's that can go up there. Oh, my goodness. It could go way up there and not even thinking, you know, hey, how am I going to do this? It's going to throw me behind. You know, a lot of stress can keep adding up. And these animals, you know, we hope they're going to stay healthy while they're with us, but we never know what's the future's going to bring. You know, they age, they get seniors just like humans. You know, they feel pain just like us. And so, you know, the suffering and everything. So it's good to, you know, protection, prevention, their safety. And I wanted to bring up, Katie, on your website, it had, you know, beat the heat. It's summertime. And everybody, there's, you know, people out there that leave their car, or, you know, their pets in cars with the windows up, you know, out on, they leave them outside when it's scalding hot, on chains, you know, with no food or no water. All of this is preventable with these animals, you know, protect them. If you see an animal outside in hot weather, no food and water, or been on there too long, report it, because that's animal cruelty. It's animal neglect, you know, so do your part. You see a neighbor out there, oh, their dog's out there barking all day and no food nor water, that's why he's barking, or, you know, do something. Put yourself in their paws and say, hey, I'm the animal's voice. This is not right. Because it's here in Florida, it gets so hot during these months. You know, June, July, August, September. And it's very hard to handle if you don't have water or, you know, swimming pool, air conditioned. It's, you got sweat pouring down you. That's how it gets. Can you imagine having fur on, you know, on you and going out there and staying all day, you know, tied to a tree or gate, you know. All these are preventable, everybody. You know, prevention. If you see it, report it. Because now the animal is, you know, you say you might help save an animal's life. You know, if you see an animal in a car locked in there barking and there's no air coming in, that car gets very hot. And so call the police. Right, or I believe right now we can bust out a window if we spot it, you know, in Florida.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there are laws to protect the Good Samaritans.
Yes, and that's a good thing, too, because they can't open that door and get out, Katie, at all. They have to sit in there just like babies. You know, you're hearing these stories of children left in cars when it's so hot in there. So if you see a child or a dog in a car and it's hot out with the windows up, report it, bust the window out, please, and save a life. And I hear it on the news, hey, they just found another dog or child dead in a car or truck. You know, do your part. Take action. And, Katie,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and bring in the other guest, Scott Ruslow. And going to welcome
him. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Good. And I want you, both of you can stay on air. And
okay.
This is so great to have both of you on. But Scott Ruslow, he's an account executive for Pet First Pet Insurance. How are you doing this evening, Scott? So glad we connected.
Beautiful. Exactly.
Awesome.
So am I. So for the record, I appreciate you having us on here and what you do for the animals. But I just appreciate the fact that what you're doing, you know, aside from Pet First, you know, everybody listening right now, You know, you don't have to do what you do, and it takes a concerted effort between everybody that's in the animal welfare field to come together and make sure that these pets are where they need to be. So pet insurance, very important, but what you're doing is equally important, so I appreciate you having us on here.
Hey, you're so welcome. Hey, I do my best. You know, I try to multitask and help out the voices and the helpless, because without us, Scott, they have no hope to carry on. You know, we got to do what's right here. You know, we got to fight for what is right. Our human and animal rights, that has to be in priority, because if we don't, the problems is just going to get worse. The issues, you know, we got to be a part of the solutions, not the problems. So if we hear them, you know, connect with your state representative, be, professional, polite, because a lot of times the laws need to get stronger and more crackdown. You know, so
you're exactly right. Well, and you bring up an important correlation. Like earlier, you were talking about, for instance, when your car breaks down, right? So things happen, and that's true enough. But you know, pets are, you know, they're very much your family, and it's very much a choice that you decided to take, a responsibility choice that you decided to take. So
yes.
You know. It doesn't stop at the shelter and when you sign the papers and you walk off with the cute dog. You now have a tremendous amount of responsibility to make sure that pet doesn't have a repeat performance from what they probably already encountered before you even adopted them or however you had your new furry buddy. So at the end of the day, that's where I think, like I said earlier, where we can all come together. You're obviously a key component in getting the word out and making sure that we talk these types of things out, because I don't think there's enough information out there. Even pet insurance as a whole, we're behind other countries. For instance, a lot of what's out now is certainly with Pet First is modeled after Europe. They have 25-30% integration as far as pet insurance, where in the United States you're looking at less than 5. So, you know, what is that saying? I mean, everybody, you know, again, we're good about getting the pets. It's always very cute. We all want that, but there's more to it. And what you don't want is have a pet, you know, where their life is on the line because of something as simple as just poor planning or a financial situation that they could otherwise, you know, could be preventable. That makes sense, right?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. You know, just like with your children, when they get sick, you know, you want them covered also, you know, and our pets are just like children. You know, we have to, you know, make a great life for them and make it the best and, you know, keep them on the healthy level and make sure they're fed, because they rely on us for a lot of stuff. You know, they can't go outside and let themselves out to go to the restroom or go and, you know, pour water or, you know, fix their own food. They rely on us, and once we adopt them, you know, just like Buddy was adopted, we don't know from that time they're adopted, like you were saying, what's going to happen in the future. So we want to hope for the best, but there's going to be problems arises, you know, so we want to protect them. And this is great that Pet First Pet Insurance is out there. And to get the word out more, because like I was saying at the beginning of the show, my friend's friend, $25,000 is a big, steep bill, you know, to cover. And it surprised you. It surprised the woman. So she wanted that doll, her furry son, to be alive and stay alive. So she put that money into it. And, you know, no questions asked, because she loves him. And, you know, furry son, and she has two other dogs, and I'm going to give her, you know, Pet First information so she can get enrolled, because it's something important that she should have. You know, you never know it's going to happen again, you know, or her other furry pets, or, you know, the family, their family members. Once they walk through your door and they stay and you adopt them, and they're now your family and you're responsible for them, and you want them to give the best care. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. I wish I could put it better than you, but clearly that's why you're on podcast 100 plus, because you know your stuff. So,
well, thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
I do my best. I don't know everything.
Well, Well, you know, what do they say? You know enough to be dangerous, so you're there. You're exactly right. I mean, they're 100% dependent on us. I mean, even a child grows up and they eventually become responsible for themselves. A pet, doesn't matter if they're 20 years old, they're always going to be just as dependent on you as day one. So, you know, whatever you can do to give them back the joy that they bring you and your family under all circumstances, I mean, that should be just as much of a priority as everything else we were discussing.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, all of us, if you look in your neighborhood or family members, you look how many pets there are that they have, and it is up mm-hmm. there. You know, I mean, like my brother, he has, you know, 3 dogs and 2 cats. I mean, this list goes on. So once you know, and whether it's family or friends, you know, neighbors, coworkers, get with them and discuss this, you know, insurance for them. Protect them so they won't get shocked all at once. Oh, it's up to $10,000, you know, that they might not have or want to run their credit cards up. So this is great. I mean, it's just something, it's a big positive in your family life, you know, within the furry ones, you know, they're protected, you know, they got insurance if something does happen. And please spread the word, audience, because this is something that's, you know, we always try to find solutions to all these problems, and here's one of them, and it's a big plus. And I will keep spreading the word on this Pet First pet and, you know, insurance there, Scott and Katie, because it's so, you know, so much needed. It's not like it's not, you know, just like, you know, surprises, or like with your car is different from your pet. Your car is not human. You know, once your car is fixed and this and that, but this is, you know, we're human beings and they're living animal beings. So all lives matter, including all the animals. And that way, you know, you see the dog sick or the cat sick, we'll get them to the doctor, get the problem fixed, because they need a lot of, you know, loving care. They love attention. They love to be held, you know, give them that tender, loving care that they deserve. I wish every animal in this world had a great home to go to, but they don't. So we just have to keep making this, you know, whatever we can do. Our voices do matter, everyone. Be their voice and be a strong one, because, you know, this radio, we can talk about it, we can discuss it all we want, but unless we don't take action, nothing's going to happen. You know, it's just the problem's just going to get worse. So that's why I'm on the radio and other things. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Scott. Go ahead.
No, nothing to be sorry about. So I think especially with Pet First, I mean, it was born in the animal welfare, you know, arena, if you will. Katie can probably speak a little better to, you know, kind of the history, but I think the backstory, I think the backdrop's important too, because, you know, a lot of the times when people think of insurance, they're thinking of this cold business model that, you know, they're only interested in selling policies and they don't lead with the example, but we're talking about a place where we're allowed to bring our pets to work. So, I mean, any given day, you're walking around the office, you're probably going to see about a dozen dogs. Every once in a while, you'll see a cat. I mean, this is a company that leads with, you know, leads by example. So, but Katie, like I said, I think Katie can kind of give you a little better backstory on that. But
yeah, thanks, Scott, because I do think you're right. You guys are both highlighting what was the origin of Pet First, which is truly starting with a passion for animals and looking for a better way to serve pets and the pet parents that love them. So to Scott's point, our co-founder, Brent Hinton, he actually was the CEO of the Kentucky Humane Society. So he was overseeing an organization that was adopting more than 5,000 animals throughout the state of Kentucky annually. And it was actually his own personal experience that was the light bulb moment for Pet First. And that was his dog, Midnight, who was just a small mixed breed. As the name suggests, she was black. And she jumped off the bed, landed the wrong way, and really hurt her back. And as many of us have experienced, Brent had to go to the emergency clinic. They did some x-rays, determined that she'd done some damage to her discs in her back, and suddenly needed surgery that cost nearly $4,000. So Brent, of course, pursued the surgery. Midnight recovered nicely, but it still left him kind of scratching his head saying, this is a really significant expense, and while you might be able to handle one or two of those big bills in the span of your pet's life, it's certainly uncomfortable no matter how much savings you may have in the bank. So with that, a year later, Pet First Pet Insurance was born. He said, you know, from day one, we're really going to be focused on a product that's simple and straightforward, with no gotchas, because he knew if a pet insurance company was going to be successful, you really had to focus on the simplicity of the product and make sure that it wasn't, as Scott mentioned, you know, perceived as one of those cold insurance companies that is focused on denying claims and, you know, in charge of saying no left and right. We wanted to find ways to make our coverage so broad and so meaningful to the pet owning population that we're serving that, you know, people would be referring their friends, referring their family. I'm proud to say that I was part of that founding team. So in 2004, I was working right alongside Brent, and basically our mission was just that, as I said a moment ago, to be simple, straightforward, with no gotchas, and make a product that we knew we could be proud of, make a product that was simple, in which we would settle claims quickly. We didn't want a bunch of hoops for our policyholder. We wanted to make sure that if you incur an expensive veterinary bill, or even a relatively inexpensive veterinary bill, we see claims from everything from ear infections and upset stomachs all the way up to chronic conditions like cancer or diabetes, even allergies, which may go on for the entire life of your pet. That stuff can add up, those medications, the diagnostics. So Pet First will cover all of that. As long as you're enrolled before those conditions start, we'll make sure that those pets are covered for life.
Oh, that is great. So in an audience, you know, if you have or you come in late, all these shows are archived. I am going to be taking some calls if anybody has any comments or questions. Area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 and I'll let you in. That's the same number every week to listen to the show. Or if you have any comments or questions, you can listen also from Skype. But that area code is 310-982-4270. Press 1 and I'll let you in to, with any comments or questions. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. This is such a great show, Katie and Scott. This is awesome. This is so, you know, so much information and, you know, awareness, prevention, everything. I can't thank both of you enough for coming on and looking forward to having you come on again. So this is, you know,
thank you.
Yes, yes. And everybody, you want to call and get a quote, area code 855-270 pets, and that last four numbers are 7387. So, you know, check out their website, get a free quote, you know, spread the word, spread it on social media. I noticed when I put the show and, you know, this information got shared a lot. So on Twitter and Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn. So everyone do your part and get the word out there, because, you know, word of mouth really matters too. You know, especially if you're involved in it. And once I do get involved, I'll be keeping, you know, spreading the word, because you know that throughout the family we have these, you know, there's a lot of pets out there, and they need the proper care and the attention that they need. So www.petfirst.com. That's the website, and on Facebook is www.facebook.com/petfirsthealthcare/. On Twitter, you can search Pet First Pet Insurance, and that'll pop up. So we got, you know, three great social media sites that's, you know, got it on there. And, you know, push that share button, you know, get it in the news feed. because I use my all of my Facebook and all my social media to advocate. You know, I don't put all my business in the street. I told you, it's not a Facebook diary. So, you know, I sit there and, you know, stand up for the elderly, the, you know, homelessness, you know, the animals, petitions. I'm a, you know, admin on several pages and groups. And all this, you can put it in there because it's important. You know, insurance is very important, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, and Debbie, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. No problem.
You touched on something a little earlier, too, about, you know, the amount of animals and the amount of money. Because they say, I guess in the U.S., you're looking at about just a little under 70 million dogs and probably a few million more than that cats. So you're well over 100 million different pets, just cats and dogs mm-hmm. alone in the U.S. And on average, we're going to be spending $15 billion this year on veterinarian care alone. I used to tell people all the time, because I would get a call. I would say, they'd be like, well, I don't know if, you know, if pet insurance is right for me. I've had two or three dogs before. None of them have ever had anything catastrophic. You know, how do I know it's going to happen with my newly adopted dog and all that? But you have to kind of put it in perspective. I don't know about you, Debbie. I've never been to a city where there was any loss for veterinarian clinics. They're in every corner of every neighborhood I've ever seen, and, you know, I don't think they're staying in business just doing vaccinations and flea and tick treatments. You know,
no,
something
definitely
is happening. I mean, they get in the trash. They eat stuff they're not supposed to eat. The kids drop some chocolate or raisins or something on the floor, just being kids. They don't know it, and the dog eats it. I mean, there's so many different scenarios that can happen, and none of us ever expect it to happen. In fact, this is one of the few businesses that, you know, we actually have a product that we hope you don't have to use.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do, when that thing happens, the amount of peace of mind that you know that you have in being able to take care of that pet is more than you can put on paper. I mean, it's just so nice just knowing that, you know, if something does happen, you know, it's not going to be a fun situation, but at least I have some way of taking care of it. And that's the main thing. So, yeah, so I just wanted to highlight that. Again, it's not something we hope happens. And if something hasn't happened in the past, it doesn't mean that it won't happen. You just want to be prepared in case it does. That's all.
Well, and Scott, you bring up a good point because you're absolutely right. We don't want, you know, an unexpected accident or illness for our own pets or for the extended Pet First family that we insure. But our plans do provide for routine care coverage as well. So for that pet parent that says, you know what, I definitely want coverage for the unexpected accident or illness. I need that. I need to know I'm protected in case of an emergency. Certainly we have a solution for them, but we also have a solution for the pet parent that says, well, what about vaccinations or flea and tick prevention or even spay or neuter or microchipping? We have optional coverage for those things as well, because we know that pets that are getting into the veterinarian on a regular basis and getting those routine care treatments, they are in a great position to learn about maybe an unknown illness sooner rather than later. You know, don't wait for those symptoms to manifest. But Pet First wants to make sure that we're there for you in the time of need when the unexpected happens, but we'll also be there for you when you have the routine day-to-day veterinary expenses as well, because we know those things are important too.
Yes, they're all important. I mean, when you go, you know, the checkups and the vaccinations, all of them are important. And to, you know, get, you know, good communication with your veterinarian, you know, try to keep the same one, and, you know, that has a good reputation. You can trust them with your furry loved one. They have to be an animal lover, more or less. You don't, you know, talk with them. I got a great veterinarian where I'm at for a buddy, and he's just so friendly, and he gives good advice, and he's, you know, animal friendly in his office, you know, treats them all with dignity and respect. So, you know, because Buddy, he's a half Akita and half Chow, and, you know, you got to put a muzzle on him and everything. But, you know, sometimes we don't have the muzzle on him. And when he gets in, Buddy had problems with his eyes earlier this year where he scratched it and went in there. And I couldn't believe it. Buddy's so close to his vet that he let him put the drops in his eyes. So I was very surprised. You know, it was unbelievable. And I looked, I was like, look, he feels so comfortable with his vet that, you know, he lets him insert the drops in his eyes and sit still. You know, and they turn out the lights and, you know, like a glow in the dark. But who knows what could have happened after that, you know, whether he needed surgery or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He would have been covered, you know, under this plan if I was hooked up and, you know, go from there. Because you never know what's going to pop up, what's going to happen. You know, accidents occur, you know, illnesses and everything. So we can't.
Well, you're making 2 points, though, Debbie. You're making two perfect points. Not only would he have been covered, but you wouldn't have had to go to a vet that he's not comfortable with. You can go anywhere you want. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of the 1-2 punch that, you know, again, you don't have to overthink it in the heat of the moment. Where do I go? What am I allowed to do? You just go. And then know you're covered.
Exactly. That's the thing right there. So you won't have to freak out when that price comes in, you know, thousands of dollars, and you're looking at your pockets and all these other bills. This might, it's going to hit me, you know, it's going to might sink me. And so this is where your coverage, and it's very well worth it. Get that stress level down. Because you never know what's going to happen with these pets. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you you mentioned our website earlier, and if you go on our blog page, aside from the insurance, well, you know, we're all pet lovers, all pet owners here, and I think you'll find some really good advice. It's not just, you mentioned earlier a little bit about how hot it is now, so and the importance of making sure that, you know, pets aren't left in the car, or I think you'd sent out a piece about, you know, what to do in a tornado. But we have tons of pet-related articles that deal with not just the health issues, but just, you know, behavioral issues and training and just things that are important to pet owners as a whole. So besides just being an insurance company, we also want to be a resource for pet owners, too, for just information that we all need to know. I don't think anybody here is a perfect pet parent. We all have room to grow, and we all have things that we could do better. And, you know, I think we want to be a resource for our customers in that respect, too. So that's something I definitely invite anybody listening to go and check out when you get a chance to.
That's great, Scott. And Katie, you know, thank you for everything that you're doing out there because, you know, you're stepping up the plate and you're trying to give, you know, whatever help or advice you can, you know, to these pets, because if we go without insurance, we're asking for it, you know, just like my friend's friend, you know, she was out in California having a vacation and came back and got hit with a $25,000 bill, vet bill, you know, with all the surgeries and everything. So she was surprised. Wow. $25,000 that topped out and it saved his life. He's healthy. He's back to normal. I see him every once in a while. He's just a big teddy bear. I know he, you know, with dealing with what my friend was telling me, she had me in tears, you know, what was going on. Because they thought they was going to lose him. And thank God he's alive and he's walking around and he's healthy. But, you know, you're on vacation, all of a sudden, boom, you got to come back early. Your dog's, you know, in a very serious condition. And then you come back and say, uh-oh, $25,000 bill, that's going to shock you. You know, it's going to...
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
That's a game changer right there. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So, and I wish, you know, now that she would have had that, you know, could have prevented that big bill and everything that came out of her pocket. but I will spread the news to her because, you know, you can't say it's not going to happen again. You know, you wish it wouldn't happen again, but you never know because it can reoccur, you know, what's going on. And if you don't watch it, and, you know, just like cancer, diabetes, all these animals get the same things as we do. You know, they have, some of them have to go on medication, and, you know, they deserve their best of the care. And, you know, to prevent it, tell, you know, checkups and look after them because they want to be loved just like we do, loved and cared for. And they're awesome. All pets are awesome. Whether, you know, I stand for all, you know, animals on this show, domestic, farm, wild, all of them in need. Because, you know, they can't get up on this radio station and tell us how they feel. Or, you know, we just have to go on the horrific stories we're hearing and the sad videos and photos. So, you know, you see the animals out there neglected, you know, down, you yeah. know, but down to the bones. That is so sad, Katie and Scott. That some of them yeah. you may bring tears to your eyes of what's going on and how they're treated. Yeah. And the animals
well, hopefully
are so
you keep
well
getting
ordered.
The word out like you've been doing, because I've been checking out your blog posts. You know, you and I obviously we connected on LinkedIn, and that's how we even. I even
yes.
learned of you. I mean, I was reading a couple of your articles. I was really surprised to see the type of content that I don't find very often, especially not on, you know, a more of a business networking type site, right? And I immediately knew that, you know, we were in the same lane. So you just, you know, if you continue to put the word out, not just about pet insurance, I mean, that's why we're here, but just anything that is involved with just being a responsible pet owner and doing the types of things that are necessary to make sure that they, you know, get back all the things that they give us, then, hey, we're all going to be better for it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right. That's right. A better world to live in. A better, safer, and healthier world for the animals. Because we can always, you know, reach farther. Hey, you know, improvements. Well, even within, you know, being responsible dog owners. You know, how can I improve? Or, you know, what can I do? Get, whether it's, you know, spreading the word to, you know, everyone you know. And say, hey, you know, because we're not all perfect. But we want our, you know, pets at home to be feel comfortable. I mean, all Buddy, he was abandoned. So, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into. You know, he was abandoned on 6 acres of land. The foster mom checked him out, and he was healthy. And I got a second opinion. He was, you know, just underweight and everything. But just to keep his, you know, yearly visits up and checked out, you know, prevent. And he's a big, happy, spoiled boy. He loves his new home. It's almost 5 years now. So he never has to worry about getting abandoned again. And neither do my two cats. You know, they don't have to worry about it. They're happy. And that's what all animals should be. Happy in their homes. Treated with dignity
exactly
and
right.
respect. You know,
precisely.
Treat them good. They're awesome. They're unconditional love. And they deserve to be treated great. I wish, you know, all humans were unconditional love, but we can't get that lucky for that to happen. So
you got that right.
We got a lot of caring, you know, people out there still, good people that, you know, treat animals
yeah.
fairly.
Right.
You know, real men. And we got 90 seconds, Katie and Scott. I want to thank you both for coming on to say what a great show. Thank you so much. And want to welcome
you
back.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're
we
so
are
true.
Excited about it.
I know. I was too. I love doing these shows. I do. I do. I just my interest is there. I don't want to stop, you know, and keep going. But everyone, thank you all for tuning in. Animal Advocates Radio is on every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Every Thursday, listening number is 310-982-4270. Please join me and Marty Oakley tomorrow night for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, June 15, 8 o'clock Eastern. You can find the info and the promo on the PPJ Gazette Online. So hand in hand against all elder abuse and neglect across the land. Good night, everybody. And next week, next two Thursdays, will be Humane Society Legislation Fund and also Humane Society of the United States. Next Thursday at 7 o'clock, I want to welcome them back on board again. Thank you, Katie, and thank you, Scott, and looking forward to having you back on. And everybody have
thank
a
you.
Nice and peaceful evening. And looking forward to having you. Hope you all come back next week. Good night, everyone.
Thank
May
you.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.